Hello, kids! This is podcaster Jennifer L. Kalangan of Liwan North Elementary School. Sit back and relax as I take you to another wonderful and amazing learning experience. Today, children, we will be talking about fact and opinion. So what do you think is the difference between the two? How can understanding fact and opinion help you when you listen or when you read? Let's get started! When we say fact, it is something that is true and can be proven. Whether you like it or not, you have to accept it because it is the truth. For example, there are 12 months in a year. This is a fact because there are really 12 months in a year, from January to December. Another example, the Philippines is an Asian country. This is again a fact because Philippines is really a part of Asia. Now, let's have opinion. It is what a person thinks or feels, meaning it may be true for some, but is not true for others. For example, Monday is the best day of the week. It is an opinion because not all people like Monday, okay? Another example, reading is a boring activity. Again, this is an opinion because for some, yes, it is a boring activity, but for others, it is exciting and an interesting activity to do. When you are listening or reading, there are a number of signal words that can help you recognize a statement that might be an opinion. Examples of these are adjectives, adverbs, and other signal words, while careful observations or measurements can help identify a fact. For example, percentages and specific measurements like temperatures and ages can be clues that statement might be a fact. So, facts are important because they help us communicate information in a way everyone can understand? Yes, that is very right. And opinions help us express our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So how does this help me when I read? You are asking an excellent question. Understanding the difference between facts and opinions can help you beyond the literal meaning of statements more critically. Now, here is another activity. Let me read a newspaper article by the famous chef and food critic Olive T. Cook. She ate a meal at Brantley's Bistro. Let's see what she thought. Brantley's Bistro is a restaurant located on Main Street. It is open from 11 o'clock a.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. every day. When I arrived, I was greeted promptly by a lovely hostess. I was seated and was given a menu. I ordered a sirloin steak with mashed cauliflower. I thought everything was absolutely delicious. The next time you go out to eat, you should go to Brantley's. I noticed that Chef Olive T. Cook's review contains both fact and opinion. Let's reread each statement of the article and say whether it is a fact or opinion. I want to help! Fantastic! we will read each statement and decide whether it is a fact or opinion. Let us try the first statement. Brantley's Bistro is a restaurant located on Main Street. So what do you think of this? It is a fact. Yes, it is a fact. You could prove that Brantley's Bistro's restaurant is on Main Road by driving there or looking online. Very good. Let's keep reading. It is open from 11 o'clock a.m. until 9 o'clock p.m. every day. Would this statement be a fact or an opinion? This is another fact. You can prove the hours by looking at the sign on the door of the restaurant. Excellent! Now, let's proceed to the third statement. When I arrived, I was greeted promptly by a lovely hostess. Could this be a fact or an opinion? It is an opinion. Yes, because of the adjective lovely. Not everyone would agree that the hostess is really lovely. Very good. Now let's proceed to the fourth statement. I was seated and was given a menu. This statement has to be a fact. There are no feelings, emotions, or signal words. She is simply stating what happened. Excellent! That is right. Now, let's proceed. I ordered a sirloin steak with mashed cauliflower. Do you think this statement is a fact or an opinion? It is a fact. Yes, this is another fact. We could look at her receipt for proof. Nice job! Let us now move on to the next. I thought everything was absolutely delicious. How about this statement? It is an opinion. Very good. Because of the signal word thought and the adjective delicious. Great job! Now, let's have the last sentence. The next time you go out to eat, you should go to Brantley's. Is this final statement a fact or an opinion? It is an opinion. Great! This is definitely an opinion. The chef just tells you what she believes you should do. Wonderful job, children! So remember, a fact is something that is true and can be proven, and an opinion is what a person thinks or feels about something. That ends our discussion for today. I hope you learned a lot. Get ready for our next episode and of course, with me, Podcaster Jennifer. Don't forget to like, share, and comment about this episode. Thank you, kids, for listening.